Good morning, Masechet Chulin, Daf Samachet, starting a new parak. Okay, the new parak is called Behema Hamakshe, Behema Maksha, probably the right way of saying it. Behema Maksha, right? Animal having, but such a term, animal having difficulty in childbirth, okay, giving labor. It's a new parak. Just this about this parak, we discussed plenty times in all our shurim about the Ben Pkua. This is the parak. Okay, this is Parik, is basically about Ben Kua. Ben Kua is if you shecht an animal and you find that inside it's got a baby, like a fetus. Right, so all they do of the fetus. The Gemara will come back later on. At the end of the Parik, we'll go back and we'll discuss some more simanim that we've left out. But quickly, the shir, it's Mati's mother's yortzeit today. So the shir is Le'ilui Nishmat.
Rivka
Bat Yecheskel. Okay. So now, the actual halochas of Ben Kua are pretty wild, because Meikar Hadin Ben Kua is forever. If a baby was born, was inside the fetus, then they shechted the mother. Why are they called the Ben Kua? Ben Kua means that it was like ripped open, because normally they have to cut the animal's stomach to get the baby out. Now, but even if it wasn't cut out, it's still called the Ben Kua, and it's a ben even if it's a butt, right? It could be a female found inside the mother. It's also called the Ben Kua. So it's not nothing to do with it. The interesting halacha is that a ben kua never mikradi, never needs shechita ever, right? And not only does it not need shechita, but even its children, for generations after generation, or forever, never need shechita. Atzof adorot. So the ben kua has a child, and then as a child for 100 generations.
If it meets with another ben kua.
Are you making another ben kua? That's a chidush for me. Where do you see that?
And then
that's a chiddush for me. Where do you see that?
Note 3 in my introduction. Note 3.
Wow, and in my introduction it says like this. Look here, I even highlighted it. I was so excited by it. Right? Al kain im holid ben hapkua vlad. Over heter ze lezaro acharav ad sof kol adorot. Makes no mention whatsoever of another of ever been.
Footnote there.
Footnote over there. Five.
I have no footnote number 3. Practically speaking.
Yes, yes, you're right. You know, I didn't see that. I'm gonna say excited about a shkoch. Okay, Robert, that actually makes a hell of a. They didn't ruin it, but that makes more sense. So if a ben kua and a bat kua have a child, that ben kua, basically, okay, now that
all generations.
Every time a ben kua and a bat kua have a child, and if that child's a child with another grandchild of a ben kua and a bat kua, and a great grandchild of a ben kua and a bat kua, and a great great grandchild of a ben kua,
generations
forever. But the mother and father both have to be from the lineage. The mother and the father both have to be from the lineage of a ben kua.
No,
you might have
more than one.
Then
that children is a.
Then
for 1 second, you can kill it in any way.
With a machloket. It's a machloket tanaim, whether it has to be anyway, you kill it anyway, or you have to at least rip the simanim. That's a machloket tanaim. Whether you have to have ripped the simanim or you can beat it over the head. Anyone who gives you any shchita.
The whole idea of all generations is irrelevant.
It's not. Look here. Stop for a second.
It has to marry. Now
you've got a grand. You've got a ben kua and a bat kua.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they have a child.
They both call ben
kua. There's another ben kua and a ben kua, and they have another child. And those have a child. That child also now patur. Now that child is the grandchild of a ben kua. Another grandchild of a ben kua and a ben kua have a children together. Their child is a ben kua. Now, great grandchild and a great grandchild. That's understand. Look, it's a chiddush from this morning where Robert pointed out to me. I saw it over here. We will come across it. Do you know where we are? On Sabbath Tet, if you all hold your horses, tomorrow's daf will become experts. Okay.
So,
but I said if you hold your horses, you don't want to hold your horses.
You haven't killed it. If you've got Ben Kua, Ben Kua, you haven't killed it.
You have to hold your
But why do you want to kill it?
Yes. So you can shechter it without killing it.
No. But you want to first have great-great-grandchildren. You got 5 and you shecht them all. You start a farm. You start setting animals around your shechter. There was someone trying to do it.
Oh, really?
Yes, there was a whole move about it. That's the whole idea. You have to kill them all now. They can be as old as they want. So you can kill them when they're 50, and the grandchild and the child is 40, and the great-grandchild's 30, and the great-great-grandchild's 20, and the great-great-great-grandchild's 10, and the great-great-great-great-grandchild was just born. And then you got 10 of them or 5 of them. Why shecht? Why rush and shecht?
Mm.
Have patience and shecht them all, like para para.
Para para, what's the name of
that? Exactly. What we didn't see is that, remember we once discussed it? And I said that I learned from the Rambam story that the Ben Pekua was also parav. We haven't come across that yet. No, the notes make no mention whether it's parav or not. That's
18 to 22 years.
What's that?
Life expectancy of a cow, 18 to 22.
Okay, so there we are. And how many? And you, every year you could have a cow born.
So, if you go into
so you could have 20 cows.
Or
Ben Pekua. And then you have more because then you have to kill the great-great-great-great-grandchildren yet. Wait another 20 years till they live. And you can have, forever, you can start farming B'nai Pekua. And you have all these animals, you have to shecht. And it's more than shechita. The chaylev is mutar. So there's no chaylev. There's no tumah. Right? It's a whole story. We'll come to it. Let's not jump the boat. Let's go to it slowly. But that is what we're finally getting onto all the details about that. So let's go on. Okay. But now before we get to the gemisha, a little bit middle. It's like a behemah hamaksha leled. So you got an animal that has difficulty in birth, right? And it's battling to get out, right? That's what's going on over here, right? Understand that? It's out. V'hotzi ha'ubar et yado. And in the process, because an animal wants to be birthed with its head first, remember? The healthiest way for any animal or human being to be birthed with its head first, because then it starts oxygenating, otherwise it can get stuck. And when you bring it out backwards, it's a big problem. And right, v'otzi ha'ubar et yado v'hichziro. So here's the big thing is, the ubar sticks its hand out, remember its hand is its front leg, right? And then it pulls it back in. Oh, that's what's going on over here. Look at Rashi. Hamakshe leled b'shat shchita. It's as we're about to shecht this animal, we suddenly see that it's got a fetus and it's trying to give birth. V'hichziro kodem shchita. Before shchita, before the animal is shechted, it pulls its hand back in. Mutar ba'achila. Look at Rashi. Mutar ba'achila. But Gemara Mefarish man mutar. We'll discuss exactly what is mutar, because we've got a problem with this hand that came out. We're going to see that the hand that came out is not mutar ba'achila. We're going to see that's a machloket. We're going to see it coming out. Hotzi et rosho. If it stuck its head out, ava b'shech zero. Even though it stuck its head back in, right? Harei zeh keyelod. This is if it gave birth. As if it was born, and then look at Rashi. Now the mother's shchita doesn't help any longer. Now it needs its own shchita. Right? If we open it up and we find that the animal inside is alive, got a shecht in itself. Not then. You can wait till it grows older, right? And if it's a mate, harehu kenevela. Now, a nevela is matam. Remember, we've got a difference between a trefa, shehuchshara, and a nevela. Remember that? Okay. A trefa that was shehuchshata, sorry. A trefa that had done shchita to it isn't matame. A nevela is matame. So this animal, if it's found dead, is a nevela. Right? Now, next stage. The animal sticks out. Chotech me'ubar shebema'ea. If you cut off, we saw this in our Gemara, it's not long ago. We saw this whole concept, yeah? Right? That if you chopped off a piece, we had that, we had to cut a piece off the ubar, or we cut a piece off the liver, etc. inside, is it even a chai or not? Remember, if it stayed inside the animal, remember all of that? Right? So, chotech mi ubar shebema'ea. If you cut off a piece of the ubar while it's in the mother's stomach, mutar ba'achila. Look at Rashi, yeah? Chotech mi ubar shebema'ea, v'heniach achaticha betocha. And you never took the piece out, you left the piece in. So you were inside doing some surgical thing to the animal, and by mistake or on purpose, everything, you cut the limb off the fetus, but the limb stayed inside the womb, and now you shecht the animal, the limb's kosher. Right? Really? A PSO. Right. Right? Mutar b'chil. I don't want to go into that now, but there's actually mind, today, I actually met a guy now in London. That is his specialty. He's specializing in operations of a child inside the womb. It's a whole new field of surgery. That they do corrective surgery, but now it's a whole new field. that they do corrective surgery to human beings, to children inside the womb. So it's much easier for the whole process, the corrective process, if they fix the child up in the womb so that it then grows properly. It's a whole massive world opening up now. Chotech miubash v'maya, mutar ba'achila. In the inside of the animal you can eat. That's a pasuk, we learned that. If you cut off from the tchol, from the spleen, or from the kidneys, right? Klayot or kidneys, eh? No, klayot or kidneys. Asur ba'achila. You can't eat it. Look at Rashi there. Shel behema atzma. If you not if you cut from the fetus, you can eat it. From the piece of its own organs, you can't eat it. Why is there a klal? Dabar she gufa asur, v'she'ena gufa mutar. This is a little bit of a steer in my mind, because the whole idea we say that the child is shechted al gabe imo is because really it's like it's an extension of the mother. So therefore it's a part of the mother. So but suddenly we say that dabar she gufa asur, v'she'ena gufa, if it's from its own guf, it's asur, you cut it off. And if it's not from its own guf, it's mutar. Right, which seems to be a bit of an issue. Okay, nonetheless, that is the look at Rashi. Even if you left a piece of the spleen or the liver inside the kid inside the mother, lo hutar b'shechet, not mutar. Why? Lahachi nachat tchol v'klayot. So that's why they chose dafke tchol and klayot. Why? Mishum de demidi de lo mitra fahu. Remember, we learned in all the first prakim, there's certain organs that if you cut them or puncture them or damage them, they cause a trefa. The spleen and the kidneys don't cause a trefa. So the Rashi is telling us, who the Mishnah chose dafka this, is don't come along and say, well, what's the big deal? Of course it's you can't eat it because the animal's a trefa. He says, no. If you cut the spleen or the kidney, it's not a trefa, and therefore the issue arises, can you eat that piece or can't you eat that piece? Okay. The Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. So now, in the Mishnah we had there, v'hotzi ha'ubar et yado v'hichziro mutar ba'achila, right? If it stuck its hand out and it brought it back in, you can eat it. Rav says, I'm reading the name of Rav, ve'ever atzmo asur. He says, when the Mishnah said, if it puts his hand out and it brings it back in, you can eat it, that's referring to the ubar. But the hand itself is asur. Right? You're going to see, the Gemara is going to bring a couple of kashyas on Rav. Then suddenly, over the page, if you look at Amud Bet quickly, you'll see that right in the middle of the page, ula am Rav Yochanan ve'ever atzmo mutar. Right, if you see that, can you see it right in the middle? Like, with the Rashi that says, Akol Hayu Tosfot, it says, Akol Hayu Bichlal Ubasar Basadi. Can you see that, the Rashi, the Tosfot there? So two lines down, suddenly the Gemara says, Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ve'ever Atzmo Mutar. Okay, so that, imagine that everything that came in the middle wasn't it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Ever Atzmo Asur, Ula Rabbi Yochanan, Ever Atzmo Mutar. That's the Machloke. That's the end of the Machloke. In the meantime, the Gemara now brings out the Kashyas on Rav. How can this be that the Ever is Asur? We're going to discuss that now. Look at Rashi. Ever atzmo asur ba'achila. And now, what's the svara for this? Me'achar sheyatza mechitzato kolim shchita. The animals is considered like the mechitza. Remember, in Kochim we had, if you took a korban outside the mechitza, so once it left the mechitza, it was asur. Remember that? It's the same thing with the animal. It leaves its mechitza, it leaves its fence, its wall, its area, then it's asur. Right? Look at the Gemara. It says, "V'ayim mitzvah my time." What's the reason? Says the Gemara. Damar kra, we got a pasuk uvasar basade treifa lo tochelu. That we know from Mishpatim, from Mishnah Parsha, like kelev tashlichunoto, right? He starts the dogs. So uvasar basade treifa lo tochelu. If basar basade animal in the field is a treifa lo tochelu, good Rashi. Klomar chutz lemechitzato. What's the field? The field is outside its fence, right? The hainul avir. Here we mean in the air. Sherechem, the womb. Zehabale mechitzah atro b'shchita. So long was in the womb. That's in its area. The shchita helped him. Kevin Shiatsa, once it left, harehu katreifa, like a treifa. Lo tochlu, you can't eat it. V'chol mi sheyesh lo mechitzah v'yatsa shesh Rashi. Anybody or anything that has a mechitzah and leaves the mechitzah, kagon basar kochim sheyatsu, like we saw in shchita morning, like we saw in kochim that left. Nami meha kray nafkelan. It's Masechet Makot. Says it's all from this makor, this pasuk. Ubasar basade trefa lo tochelu. In the sade, you have to be in its home. Okay. Now the Gemara's a kashya. What's it on Rav? But what are you talking about? That an animal, the aver is not edible. Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah. Brings our Mishnah. Behema hamakshal leled an animal in childbirth just before shechita that's giving a hard, having a hard time, votziya ubar yado, and it brings its hand out, vehichziro mutar ba'achila. Isn't that my lava ever? That seems to be pashu talking about the ever. What the Mishnah says, hotziya yado vehichziro mutar ba'achila. It seems obvious. The context is its hand. So that's the Gemara's answer on Rav. Straight from the Gemara. The Gemara says no, lo aubar. That mutar ba'achila is on the ubar, not on the ever. The ever is asur ba'achila. The ubar is mutar ba'achila. Rashi, lo ubar va'ashmeinan temishud yad lo have keyelud. And what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? All the Mishnah telling us don't say that mutar ba'achila is on the liad. The Mishnah said mutar that you can eat it. The chiddush there is that even though the hand, right, stuck out, it's not considered giving birth, as opposed to the head. The head popping out is considered giving birth, even though the head went back. That's what Rashi says. So now the Gemara asks Kashya, I a ubar, my iria hichziro. If it's talking about the ubar, so what's the big deal? Why mention hichziro? I feel lo hichziro nami. Even if he never stuck his hand back, you could eat the ubar. So why did you teach me that it's the why mentioned in the Mishnah putting back its hand? Say, so animal stuck its hand out. The hand is asher, the ubar is mutar. We don't care if the hand goes back or the hand doesn't go back. So Gemara says, you're right. Who adin afagav lo hichziro? You're right, even if you never stuck the hand back, didn't pull it back, it would still be kosher the ubar. The feet is inside. So why did it mention the ubar? Because it's style of the Mishnah. Va'ayli de kabai mitni seifa. Since we had to come to the seifa was very important. Hotziat rosho, afapish hichziro, hareze keyelud. The head, even though it went back, doesn't help us, as if it gave birth. Therefore, ha'tananami reisha hichziro. That's why the Mishnah also mentioned hichziro. Va'adachinami, even if it didn't stick its hand back, to have no difference whatsoever on the feet, the feet of the mutar, just it's the style of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Sefer, Maika Mashman. What's the chiddush of the Sefer? What's the chiddush that come and teach us? Right, the chivan, the atzar, or show, havi, le leida. That because the head stuck out, it's a leida. That's pashut. Tell you, we learned in the Mishnah. Or a brighter. This is from Bechorot. Memvav. Is it a brighter or a Mishnah? Anybody?
Mishnah.
Right, we're into the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there, Ezehu Bechor Nachala Ve'en Bechor Kohanim. So we've got a Bechor now, a human being who's born as a Bechor. Right? There are two issues that apply to him. Well, there are a few, but two. One is Lenachala, he gets a double inheritance. The Bechor gets a double inheritance. And he has to do Pidyon HaBen. That's what it means, Ele Kohanim. There's Pidyon HaBen, and there's double inheritance. Now, sometimes you have a Bechor who's born as a Bechor, but he's not the Bechor for Pidyon HaBen. For example, if his mother had already miscarried or had some other story, right? Or if it was a cesarean section, that wouldn't help us. A miscarriage. But he'd still be the Bechor for Nachala. You with me?
Yeah.
It's actually a big chiddush for me. I would have thought that if you're not the Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, then there's no Din Bechor. If it's a Nefel, if it was a Nefel before him, because you have Peterechem Leimo.
Uh-huh.
So he was already a Peterechem Leimo, then he opened up the womb, so they're a Pidyon HaBen. But he's still the Bechor for the father as far as. Because he's Peterechem. So I'm saying, the Yerusha is the firstborn. But sometimes you can have a. Because the Bechor gets a Kefil Yerusha.
Ah, the nefer lo
nechshav. The nefer lo nechshav. Shani nechshav acharav. Bidyuk, right? So that's what it says. Ezu bechor nachala ve'en bechor ha'kohanim. Look at Rashi. Bechor nachala. Ba'inan vlad she'ra'u lichyot. In order to be a bechor nachala, to be considered the firstborn for a double portion, you have to be in a justifiable birth, right? I think that's the way to go, right? Ve'i lo ra'u lichyot. If the baby wouldn't have lived, lo mafka et haba acharav mitol pishtaim. The second born says, what is it? I'm entitled. Well, I'm the Bechor now. That one who was born before me had no right, wasn't going to live. So if I'm the Bechor. The other brothers are saying to this guy, you aren't the firstborn. There was a Nefil before you. So therefore we're all equal. He's saying, no, what are you talking about? That Nefil wasn't Ra'u Lichyot. Therefore I'm the Bechor. Okay? Dichtev Rashit Rishino, right? Rishino. Mi shelibo, so look at the interesting, amazing Girashi that says, mi shelibo dava alav, yatza vlad she'eno shel kayama. You have to have the case where the father's heart is paining over the child. And if Vlad Shano Shil Kayama, Shane Lev Aviv Davel Moto. You don't have. Okay, difficult to say this, right? Aval mi pidyon habachor, but from pidyon habachor, pidyon haben, poteru et haba acharav, shreze patar et harechem. So you have to have, the father, they have to be anguished for the child. There has to be a child that lived and then passed away, whatever the case was. A stillborn or a miscarriage along the way, I think is more sensible. A miscarriage, right? So you people don't mourn over miscarriage, whatever the case is. So therefore, it doesn't affect the status of firstborn, but he wouldn't be a pigeon of Ben. Whatever pigeon of Ben. So that's a good one. So the Gemara is trying to prove that this chidush over here of the animal's head coming out and then going back in is not chidush, because we've got this Mishnah in Bechorot. And you will see the proof going to come now. As the Bechor Nachal, Abel, Bechor Nachalim, Habachar Nefeilim, Afish Yatzar Shochai. Right? Or Ben Teisha, or a 9 month old, Shiatzar Osho mate, whose head came out, but it was really, but it was dead. So we see that a Ben Teisha, Shiatzar Osho mate, right, is one, it causes one of those situations. Look at Rashi there, or, if a 9 month old head was born, it birthed its head and was dead, right? So it wouldn't be for the coin, but if a 9 month old child was born alive, then even the one that came off, there wouldn't be a Bechor. So with that would have been the Bechor, and that child dies. Then the second, it was 9 month old child, and it was, head came out, Tishachudashim. Okay. And his head came out, and then it died. The child that comes off that has got no din of Bechor whatsoever. Right? So the Gemara says, Taima, Jerushalmate. Wouldn't even be Bechor Nachara. So we see over here that this concept of the head being birthed already exists. We know it from the Dinah Bechorot. So what chidush are you telling me in the Sefer of our Mishnah about the birthing of the head of the animal? You with me? Clear, right? Now the Gemara now gives a possible answer to this. V'chi taima, we know what v'chi taima means, right? We're going to give an answer, we're going to dock it out straight away. So v'chi taima ashminan v'adam v'kamashnam v'behema. Maybe you can say, listen, there in Bechorot we have to learn about of human beings. Here in our Gemara we're learning about animals. You can't v'i the Adami Bahama Lo Yalif. We can't gonna learn one from the other. The Ain Prozdo Le Bahama, because the animal, when it gives birth, hasn't got a passage. Right? And what does that mean? Right? And Rashi says, yeah, the Bahiruka Rashi the Vikitam Ashwina Baadam, the Bichat Rosho Havekirud, why in a human being the head comes out, Parashwina Bahama, we learn again an animal, the Adam Bahama Lo Calling the Bahama late Prozdor. Before the entrance to the womb, there's no passage. The galuhu, therefore, as the animal head leaves the womb, pop, it's out already. We can see that it's a clear birth of the animal. Aval isha, woman, ein rachma begalui, her womb is not exposed. Because it's got a whole passage before the between the womb and the exit. Therefore, the majority of the animal of the human being has left the womb by the time you see the head. With the animals, only the heads. Maybe it's two different dinim. We can't learn one from the other. Right? That might be your possible answer of what the chidush here is. The Gemara says the chitaima, right? That's the chidush. No, doesn't help us. Why? Because we learned something else. We learned somewhere else. This Gemara comes from later on in Ahn Sechta, Daf Ein Zayin, Ein Vav, Ein Vav, Ein Zayin. Shilia Shiatzta Mikzata. That Shilia is the birthing sac, right? What's it called? The better word in English for what's it called? The Shilia?
The sense.
Amniotic sac.
Thank you. Amniotic sac or placenta, whatever it is, right? One of those two, right? Shilia Shiatzta Mikzata, if it's partially exposed, leaves the body. Asura Ba'achila. Right? You can't eat it. Why? Because when it was in the animal, so it's part of the animal, and therefore it's like food of the animal, and therefore when you shech the animal, it's all part of it. But if it comes out, so it's already birthed, it's left the animal, kesiman vlad beisha. It's the same, we say there, it's like kesiman vlad, or the birth of isha, kach siman vlad bebehema. So therefore we see that the placenta is like a birthing, and therefore we really got this whole concept in animals, and we don't, and we do learn human beings from animals and vice versa. So that can't be the reason why we have to have a separate Mishnah. So what is this chiddush in our Mishnah? Right? So it goes like this. Now this is almost like an extension of the answer of the question. If you're going to tell me that the ratio where we said the hechziro is dafka, and our whole chiddush aviyah was, remember we said that it's not, it makes no difference if the hechziro of the yad. And the reason we learned hechziro yad was because of the style of the Mishnah, because we had to learn about hechziro rosh, remember? So there was nothing dafka about the hechziro of the yad. There was nothing dafka. We could learn without it. Okay. We could learn the Mishnah without it. But it said, "Ibi amar bishlo mechziru dereisha dafka," and that would be against Rav, because Rav told us it made no difference the hand coming out. The hand is asur. If you said no, it is important, and it's dafka hechziru, and it went back in, if it would be a kosher to eat the animal's yad, it would be a kashi on Rav. Then Tana Sefer aturation. Then we understand why we have to have the Reisha and the Sefer are different. Because the Sefer Chiddush is the Reisha would have told us without Rav that the hand you can eat. And the Sefer then is a Chiddush that the body you can't eat because the head came out. Right? But the Chiddush should be on the Yad. With me? Yeah. Then we're about Eliyah Mart Lo. There's no Chiddush. And it's a Lav Dafka, the Yad. And Rav telling us you can't eat that Yad. And therefore we never had to learn in the Mishnah Hechziru, not Hechziru. The erat lo dereisha dafka, but not a sefer dafka. Lame mitka. What do you need to do this for at all? Now, if you take 1 second, the Rabbeinu Gershom explains this little part of the Gemara very, very nicely. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, "Ia might be shloma hichzir dereisha dafka." Find the Rabbeinu Gershom there. You got it, Ara? Huh? Oh, what you haven't got up there?
I'm looking for the password.
No, there's no password. I don't think. Is there a password? Okay, look here. Ia might be shlomo hichzir dereisha dafka. You see that Rabbeinu Gershom there? It's about 20%, about a fifth of the way from the bottom up to the thing. Right? Says ia might be shlomo hichzir dereisha dafka. See that? It's klomar hotzi ubar et yado vehichzira mutar ba'achilat ha'ever. So that's what we would say, right? That's opposite Europe. The of a timer, and what's the reason? The hichzir could put it back. Deshchitat imo metarto, aval lo hechzir asur, vehechzir dafke tana. Right, that's what we understood dafke, like we said. Sefer hotzi roshu af mishichzir harayze kiyilud, taha bevolot shricha. The tanin b'makom achre, kremin shili yesh yatsa mitzdayt, amtul reisha dafke. And that's, we wouldn't, what's the chiddush? Because we learned about the shiliyah. Eli amart lav de reisha dafke. He said, no, the lav at the top, the yad is not dafke. The parish, like I'll explain according to Rav, had it not mutar b'achila auba, he's only talking about the ubar, the hichzir lav dafke, adin, the afagav, the same thing, he put it back, couldn't put it back, the sefer nami lav dafke, and the sefer also is not a dafke, haynu otziru shotak, the afagav, the hichziru, the reze kilud, the tenim makom acher, lama nidu mit neklal, if he never stuck his head back, he wouldn't eat it. Right? So that hichzir is not a chiddush of all. Right? So why do we learn it all? If there's nothing specific about it, what is the sefer telling us? That's our question. What do we need from the Sefer? The Gemara says, "Lo," and therefore we, at the moment, it appears that we've got a big kashi on Rav. We're saying, what is it for? It must be dafka, and therefore it must be that the yad is mutar, and not just the ubar, like Rav wants to say. Clear? The Gemara says, "Lo, lo olam a ubar." It's only about the ubar. So what is this whole Sefer about? Or the Reisha, right? In other words, if they're not dafka, then what is the chiddush aviyah? So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, we see later on in our Gemara, lo nitzricha ele lemakom chatach. There, in the sugya later on, we'll see it there. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak told us we need to know dinim about the actual place where you cut. Hachenami lo nitzricha ele lemakom chatach. Look at Rashi aviyah. Laolam, you see that laolam there? Laolam mutar diktani a ubar. Whenever we said the mutar, only the ubar. Udekash yelach chazara mai ahani. And if you ask the question, what did this chazara come and help us for? What do we learn from this chazara? Right? Lemakom chatach mahani. It helps us to understand the din in the actual place where you cut. So if you're going to see just now, if you cut the arm off, right? The imlo hechzir. If he never put his arm back, the animal, tarich laniach mimashe bebifnim. If he never put his arm back in, the arm that's out is asur, right? Mm-hmm. Now let's say that this over here is the end of the rechel. And this is what's sticking out of the rechel. Right? Now this, from here to here, we can't eat. So we've got to cut that piece off the animal's body, right? Because that's it. We can't eat that part. We can eat everything else. Right? So what does Rashi say? He says, למקום חד מהדעים לא החזיר, צריך להניח ממה שבפנים לצד החיצון ולתוכו. So you'd have to basically not cut over here. You have to cut a little bit inside. You can't cut exactly. You got to go a little bit in. You got to cut off a little bit of what stayed inside.
Are we talking about that you don't have to shecht it? If you shecht it, you can eat it.
No, you don't. There's no shechting here. The whole thing is the ubar is a ben pkua. You don't shecht it.
You don't have to. No one says you can't.
I'm not sure. It's a good question. You're saying that if you left it and then shechted it, could you eat the arm? Mm. So you're trying to find a heter now for all the parts that come out. It's a good question. I don't know. Is it a chiyuv that you, in other words, that the shechita don't help anymore? And if even if you shechted it, it makes no difference. That part, I would say that it's a good question. I don't know. But the svara that I would say is like this. Once it's a basar basadeh trefa lo tochelu, so then that part that left the animal is already a basar basadeh trefa lo tochelu. It becomes trefa. And therefore, even the shechita wouldn't help it.
Was it trefa?
Because it left its. That we said that the din is basar basadeh trefa. Once it left its mechitza, so it's like a kochim that left the walls of the Beit HaMikdash. If you brought them back into the Beit HaMikdash now, you couldn't do it. It's a trefa. Bringing it back doesn't help us. At this moment in the group, we'll see just now over the next amud that the bringing it back might help us. We'll see.
It's not dead yet.
It doesn't matter. It became a trefa. It left the walls of the. It left its place of where it should have been. It became a trefa. Steve's question is it only a trefa if you rely on the shechita of the mother, or is it even a trefa if you shecht it itself? It's a good question. I don't know. It's chabal. It's a good question. We need to get it. That's a good question. All right. So now let's assume that now. Right. That's a good question. But let's leave that aside for the moment. Not get bogged down by the details and the facts. Right. The question now is, though, if you're relying, it's assumed that this question is if you're relying on the shechita of the mother for the purpose, okay? Relying on the mother. So he says now, therefore, למקום הזה, אם לא החזיר, צריך להניח ממה שבפנים מצד החיצון ולחותכו. שמקום החדך, הבדלת החיצון פנימי אסור. The actual spot itself is אסור. מפני שהוא עומד על שפת הרחם. You see that? It's on the שפת הרחם, on the lip of the womb. Is it in or is it out? We're not sure. ולא קרינה בי בהימה בבא בהימה. Now for, it's not only called בבא בהימה, inside the בהימה. Because it's on the door. The love בתוכה, it's not inside. אבל החזירו, if it put its hand back, אין צריך לחתוך לצד פנים, אלא מצמצם וחותך. You can basically save that little space. That's what's important about with the dafka mina of hichzir lo hichzir. Im lo hichzir, you got to be machmi where you cut. Im hichzir, you can cut exactly the part that came out, right? ומקום חדך מותר. The Karina Bay Babahema, that part called inside the Mishum, Basar Basade, Leika, there's no history of Basar Basade, the Haloya Tamichizato, Vahadra of Nachman Akam. We'll see later on in the Gemara, she says. So now we're asking ourselves the question, what is this whole story of here? The whole story of here is nothing to do with our Sugya, it's all to do with the Makom Achetech. That's how the Gemara ends off Avia. It says, Hachanami lo nitzucha el Makom Achetech. Okay, so that seems to be, the Gemara seems to have. Excuse the expression, but like wangled its way out of this kashya on Rav. We had a big kashya on Rav over here. Why isn't the Or Mutar? And the Gemara proved it. And for what is the Chiddush or the Mishnah? The Chiddush really, at the end of the day, comes to us about the Makom Chetech. Okay? Now, new kashya. The Gemara tries again on Rav. Toshma, from a brighter. Behema, machshalaled, similar to our Mishnah. So we had animal in childbirth, during Shchita, back in to give birth, or Tziyu Barit Yado. It's a bit more extensive than our Mishnah. Hotziu barit yado v'chzira, right? So here it stuck its hand out and it put it back. V'achar kach shachatet imo, and then you shechted the mother. Mutar ba'achila, right? So you can see where the Gemara is going, right? We're going to say, mutar ba'achila, isn't it the arm? We say, no, it's not the arm, it's the ubar. Okay, but that's really the kashya onra. But now the brighter carries on and gives the other couple of other examples. Shachat et imo, you did the shechita. V'achar kach v'chzira, and then you stuck the arm back. So the arm popped out, you shechted the mother, and then you stuck the arm back in. Okay. Right? Asur ba'achila. Right? Now look at Rabbi Gershom here. asher right at the bottom, the end of the ba'achira, asher ba'achira, the ein shchitat imo metaharto, to lo have ha ever b'ma'e imo ki shachata. Okay? It's completely basadeh during the shchitat time, therefore it doesn't help us. Now this is strange, right? Because if we're saying, yeah, v'achar kach yichziru asher ba'achira, so then it appears that the reisha is definitely saying mutar ba'achira, the ever, correct? Seems pretty empty, right? Third case of the Mishnah. Hotzi et yado v'chatcho. They stuck his hand out and you cut the limb off. V'achar kach shachat imo. And then you shechted the mother. So this is a different stage. Look at the Rebbeinu Gershom at the bottom, yeah? Shachat imo v'achar kach chatcho. Habasar maga nevele de dami k'shechatcho k'mi shenogea hanevele betohar. Here is a bigger problem. You cut off the arm, right? So it was hotzi et yado v'chatcho, and then you shechted it. Shebachutz tamei v'asur. What's outside, the part that was outside, is tamei and asur. What?
Every minachai.
Every minachai, right? Veshebifnim, but the rest of the fetus inside is mutar. Is mutar, right? Now, fourth case. Shachat et imo. V'achar kachatcho. Now you shechted the animal with his limb sticking out. You never stuck it back in. And then you didn't put the animal's arm back in. You cut the arm off. Right? Habasar magan nevele, dear Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that now we've got a problem because now it's magan nevele. Right? Look at Rashi there. Kol ha'ubar v'habe'ema nag'u be'ever temein. So he passes the whole thing now, Rabbi Meir. Right? He passes everything. To Gemara later on, I bet. The Chachamim omrim maga treifa shechuta. Remember, I said at the very beginning of the year, the difference between a nevela and a treifa shechuta. A treifa shechuta is a betame, doesn't cause tuma, and a nevela does cause tuma. So if the Chachamim say that it's a maga treifa shechuta, look at Rashi, maga treifa shechuta, she'ever hayotze, the limb that came out, adayin hu mechubra b'shat shechita, was still connected, afa b'she'en shechita machzira matirata b'achira. Even though you can't eat the limb from the shechita, that doesn't help us. Metarta midi nevela, nonetheless, it still takes out of the din of nevela. Ketreifa she shechitata metarta, and therefore it's not, it doesn't cause tuma. V'tamay mefarash b'maditi usneita on, mefarash b'pirkin, betreifa shechuta mai, maga shachta b'emarba, mefarash shetreifa shechuta metame et hamukdashim, it's a treifa shechuta, and therefore it doesn't cause any tuma, and therefore one affects the rest of the animal. But Rabbi Meir says it treifas the whole animal. Okay, so now, comes the Gemara's Kashia on Rav. Remember, Rav tells us that the Ever is Asur, and the rest of the Ubar is okay, and the Mishnah is discussing the Ubar, not the Ever. The Gemara says, Ketani miha, but didn't we learn the lesson of the Braita? Reisha, in the beginning of the Braita, of the Reisha, the Braita, Hotzi Ubar et Yado, v'chzira, v'stak et zedat, v'achar kach shachat et imo, and then you shechted its mother, mutar ba'achila. Right? In other words, v'chzira v'achar kach shachat et imo. So the first case in the Braita was, b'hai makshadadi, hotzi Ubar et Yado, v'chzira, achar kach shachat imo, mutar ba'achila. Right? So what's the Gemara saying? Mutar ba'achila, my love, I ever. Seems to be Pasha, that's the Ever. The Gemara says, Lo, Ubar. No, it's the Ubar.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ia Ubar, I'm a safe. The next line said, Shachat imo, you shechted the mother, v'achakach ichzir, then you stuck the animal's limb back, asur ba'achila. Now it's asur ba'achila. So you can tell me now, let's talk about the limb, or talk about the Ubar. According to you, the Reisha said Mutar was the Ubar. Now the safe is saying that it's asur ba'achila. What, it's talking about the Ubar? Is Ubar, are you with me? Is Ubar asur ba'achila? Right, the Ubar, my asur, if it's Ubar, why is it Abu Asur? So this seems to be a pretty good kashya on Rav. So Gemara says like this, I'm Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, same answer we gave at the end of the previous kashya. No, it's got nothing to do with whatsoever. It's actually talking about the limb itself and not the Ubar. They're both talking about it's talking about the limb. And what is the din for? Gemara says that my answer, no, it's important to know, to cut it off, etc., etc. Wait a second. When Abibi came from Chozai, he came with a Mishnah in his hands, he came packed to the Mishnah. And he taught us an important Mishnah. And what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says like this. Parsa hichzir achu. Prasot hichzir achu. Right? What's going on over here? Look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chol behemah. Mafreset parsa that has split hooves, v'shosaat shesa, and it's not only split hooves, but it's like the actual There's pictures of it, actually. I saw pictures of it.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
Right, so you've got, when you've got parsocho behema. So if you look here, the cow and the sheep, right? So they aren't just got split hooves, but the actual toes are split all the way, right? That's my freset, parsa, and shosea shesa. It's split completely. The camel, on the other hand, only has like the nails, let's say, are split. But the actual hoof itself is not split. Okay? So that's the difference. So it says over here, parsa, so it says over here, the pasuk says, v'chove ma mafreset parsa, v'shat shesa, shtei prasot. Right? So what does it mean, shtei prasot? Malat kera, b'ma otat uchelu. It's got both prasot, and it's got malat kera. So we see it's got like, in the hooves, it's split hoof, cloth, and claw and hoof. So it says here, parsa. It mentions one, b'hema mafreset parsa, Vishosat Shesa, Shtei Prasot. We've got Parsa mentioned once and Shtei Prasot mentioned once. We've got one in the singular and in the plural. So the Pasuk stuck as Parsa Hechzir Achol. If it sticks out one limb and it brings it back, one clove and it brings it back in, eat it. If it sticks out both its cloves, whatever you call them, and it sticks it back in, eat it. So why do you need to learn Parsot and Parsa? Right, my love, hechzir pasa, achol parsa. Lo hechzir pasa, achol ubar. Isn't it coming to tell us that if it stuck out, if it put out its one limb and you ate and it put it back in, right? Hechzir pasa, you can eat the parsa, you can eat it. Lo hechzir, if it never brought it back in, you can still eat the ubar. So we see over here, this is a bikashi on Rav, according to this Mishnah. Because Rav telling us it makes no difference if you put it back or you can't never eat it. He's saying, no, according to this brayto that Avimi brought with him from Mibay Chozai, it makes a difference. If he brought the limb back in, you can eat the limb. Never stuck the limb back in, you can still eat the fetus. So we see that you can eat it nonetheless, right? Iubar, so he says, my love, ichzir pasa achol pasa, lo ichzir pasa achol ubar. Iubar. So now if you can eat the ubar, my ir ichzir. What do we need to know about Hichzir? Afilo Hichzir Nami. So that was Kashi on Rav. What's the big deal? The fetus is always edible, whether he stuck it back or he never stuck it back. So obviously the returning the limb is that you can eat the limb, not that you can eat the fetus. Okay? Same answer we gave just now. No, this is talking about only the place of the chetech. If you stuck it back in or if you didn't put it back in, it would depend. If you put it back in, so you can cut off less. If you never put it back in, you're going to cut off more. That's basically the answer. The woman says, "Bahetra, bahatrei krayi kenasivla." But why are you telling me that? We've got two psukim, right? So we can learn this din and our din. It was this din of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We could look and say, "There are two psukim, bahatrei krayi nasivla." What are the two krayi? The one says, "Mafreset parsa," and the one says, "Shtei prasot." Right? My love, chad le'ever. Isn't the one telling me the ever as opposed to Rav that the ever is mutar? V'chad demakom chetech. The other one is like your answer of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So why are you excluding my option all the time of the ever? We got psukim here, which we live with. Both. We says lo. No. We need to put it for something else. V'chad demakom chetech. The one and achinami is to matir the place of the chetech. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. V'chad lekalut b'ma'ei para. The other one is separating altogether with regarding the kalut in a ma'e para. And that is what they're talking about. A kalut avia is as opposed to shosea shesa. Kalut means stuck together, right?
Yeah.
Like you haven't got a complete split. Like a camel's hoof is called the kalut. Okay? And what is the chilush over there? There's a separate din that if an animal is born into a para, right? But it's born from a para, but its hooves aren't split, it's still mutar. Because his mother was a para, right? The Gemara's got all cases of if a cow gave birth to a camel. Okay, is it a kosher? Is it kosher or not? Actually, a camel when it was born by a cow, right?
A question about pig as well.
I'm sure we'll get to that, right? And this is Alibad Rabbi Shimon Dam Rabbi Shimon, and this is we need this halacha, right? With regard to Rabbi Shimon Dam Rabbi Shimon, kolet ben para asur. Because he said that a kolet ben para is asur. Right? I skipped over a couple of these rashis over here. Right? Let's see. No, I think we were okay with that then. Right? Let's Look at this one Rashi over here. Chad lemakom chetech. See that Rashi there? Chad lemakom chetech chatach. He says, prasot hichzir. Chad lemakom chatach. Prasot hichzir, right? If you return the prasot lemishri, makom chatach bechazra, to allow, to make it mutar, the actual place of the cut itself. V'chad lemishri ubar, one comes to matir and ubar, she parsotav kol tot kegamal, whose hooves are not split, and they look like a camel's hooves, v'nimtza b'maye para, and the inside the maye para, v'alibu rabbi shimon itzrich, we need it. Ta'aka'asar kalut ben tohor bebechor, because he ushered it. Because he says a gamal gamal, shlev mentsa gamal twas. Echad gamal shlev mina gamala. One is for a camel which is born from a camel. Bechad gamal shlev mina parim. One for a camel born from a cow. Right? V'ashwin and acha. Right, Michael? You're going to share WhatsApp. You can send it to me as well.
You all got it.
All right? No, don't mess up my recording now. Don't do it to me.
You've got the message.
Right? V'ashwin and acha. De'im nimtza betocha. And what's the chidush here? If it's inside the animal, Mode de Shari, even Rabbi, who was it there? Rabbi Shimon, would agree that inside, if you've opened it up and you found it, would be okay. Da'achik Amar Ubar She'en Ela Parsa She'en Pastav Slukot Achol Ve'chzir Derei Shalav Dafka. And therefore, we're coming back to the question again of Lav Dafka. Okay, and we'll see in a second what's going on. So now, Hanimidi Hechad Yatzel Avi Ha'olam. When did Rabbi Shimon say it's Asur? When it was born, Aval B'maya Imo Shari. So that's the answer there. So basically, our second kashi on Rav didn't help us. And we're back to the issue at the moment that the yad, if he stuck it back in, wouldn't help us. And the yad is still asu. Okay. So now we come to the other side of the machloket. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? To the very beginning. So we had Amar Rav. Yul Amar Rav, Ever Atzmo Asu. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ever Atzmo Muta. Because Amar Rav Yul El Ula. Rabbi Shmuel and Tarvayu, Eiver Atzmo Asur. But didn't Rab and Shmuel both say that Eiver is Asur? So how can you tell the Rabbi Yochanan is Mutar? So Amalei Man Yahivla. Look at this. Look at this. This is proper cynicism in the Gemara. Look at this. He says like this. So Ula said in Rabbi Yochanan that it's Mutar. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says to him, to Ula, but didn't Rabbi Shmuel say that it's Asur? So he says, Man Yahivla Me'afra de Rabbi Shmuel. Who can bring us the ashes, right? Like the earth from the graves of Rabbi Shmuel. Umalinan, and it's full of eyes. In other words, I'm crying at Rabbi Shmuel. I already paying for them. They're big Talmidim. Elahachem, but what can I do? Rabbi Yochanan said differently. Hakol yehayu bichlal. Basar basadeh trefalot ochelu. He says, it's all included in that pasuk. Keshe piret lecha katuv gabe chatat sheyatzta chutz lemechitzata bechazra. Asur chatatu de piret rachmanaba. He says that din of basar basadeh trefalo tochelu is talking specifically about a korban. As the korban that's limited, if it leaves the mechitzot of the Beit HaMikdash and you bring it back, doesn't help anything else. If you bring it back, it becomes mutar again. So it's, what can I do? So I'm crying over Rav and Shmuel, right? But what can I do? Rav Yochanan said that is a chidush. Right, who the Pirat Rachman above? I'll call me at the cabin, the Hidu Shari. Where be the Kashi now? Matei Vei, we got a brighter here. Basar was Shvat Ochelu. The Pasuk says, Basar was Shvat Ochelu. Martin, what are you more telling us when it says that Pasuk? Lepi She Matzil with Maaser Sheini Ubikurim. We found with regards to Maaser Sheini, it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Or Bikurim, it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. She'af Alpi She'atzu Chutz Le Mechitzatan. Even though they left the Mechitzah, they left the walls of Yerushalayim, V'chazru Mutarin. Mutar, yachol af zekain. Can anything be done like that? Tamud lomar treifa. Yachol af ze, right? So now, when the Gemara says yachol af ze, right? Can we speak even about the animal? Right? Even the animal can be like that. Tamud lomar treifa, right? The Talmud says treifa. No, can't be eaten. In other words, she doesn't help us. And now the Gemara says, my Talmud. And now the Mishnah Shas adds, it changes that Talmud to my Talmud Lomar. See, Rashi's actually got the version of my Talmud Lomar, right? My Talmud Lomar, look at Rashi there. A treifa kai, right? Lama kar'u treifa. In other words, my Talmud, what's the chiddush? Why is it called a treifa? Uma lamadnu b'chach, right? Tavne le michtav basar basilotu chelu. Right? Amar Rabbah ka treifa. It's like a treifa. Matrefa, kevan shenitrefa, shuv ein la heter. Once it becomes trefa, you can't correct a trefa. Af basar, so to basar, kevan sheyatza chutz lemechitzato, shuv ein lo heter. The Gemara says, tiyufta, teula, tiyufta. Okay, there was a nice, straightforward, no nonsense Gemara here. Get straight to the point. So Rabbi Yochanan said it. You know, it goes against my philosophy that Rabbi Yochanan's never wrong, right? Here we see that Ula quote Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Ula never understood Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, you can explain. Maybe Yochanan spoke about something else. Ula thought it was this. My bottom line is, the Gemara Amar Amar, now the Gemara takes that out. So we see that it's pretty straightforward. And therefore, the halacha seems to be like Rab as we stand at the moment. It was Rab and Shmuel. Now the Gemara is like this. Amar Amar. We quote that Amar Amar means a quote. It says, Lefisha Matinu Maser Shainu Bikurim Hechan Matinu. So the Gemara says, Lefisha Matinu Maser Shainu Bikurim. The Gemara says, Hechan Matinu. Where do we find this din about Maser Shaini and Bikurim, right? That once you look at Rashi, Maser Bikurim, Shinichnasu Yerushalayim, Viatzu B'chashu, they came into Yerushalayim, and you took them out of Yerushalayim, that you can bring them back into Yerushalayim. Where do we know that, right? Dichtiv, lo, look at the Gemara, the pasuk there, lo tuchal le'echol b'sharecha, Maaser de gancha v'tiroscha v'yitzarecha uvechorot bekarecha v'tzonecha v'chol derecha asher tidor v'nidvotecha u'tshumot yadecha. So lotu, you can't eat any of these things, right? Lechol v'shecha v'tzonecha. V'sharecha hu de lotichol. In your sharecha, in other words, in your gates, you can't eat them. Aval yatzu chutz l'mechitzatan v'chazhu mutarin. But if you took it out of the mechitzah of Yerushalayim and put it back in, you can't. Where can't you eat them? Only in your own home. Oh, you take them to Yerushalayim, take them out, take them back, many times as you want. As long as you bring them back in, you can eat them. Right? And the Gemara says, the amazing thing is this. Gemara says, the Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, they've got this version a little bit differently. Matnu hachi, Rav Amar, Yesh Leyada, Leyda. Yesh Leyda Levarim, Rav Yochanan Amar, Eda Levarim. The question now is, in Eretz Yisrael, they learn the sugya completely differently. They say the machlok in Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, right? Whether an ether can be birthed, in other words, if the animal sticks its hand out, it's called leida, or isn't it called leida? That's a big nafkamin, right? If it's called leida, so then once it's out, it's out. It's like an animal was birthed, and now therefore it's a trefa. If there's no leida, so if it brings its hand back in, so the fact that the hand came out, we don't care. We ignore the hand because it was never birthed. The hand, it was only an animal can be birthed, or the majority can be birthed, not a hand can be birthed. And over my bay, the one says my, no, when the one says my bay nahu, it's not, look at Rashi, says yeah, not my bay nahu between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, right? Ela my bay nahu bain lishna de ma'arava le lishna kama. What's the nafkamina between the way that our Gemara in Talmud Bavli learns it, and how they learn in ma'arava? How we say the machloket is between Rav or Shmuel, is the Yad Shehichzir Mutar, or in the Ma'arav they say, is there birthing or isn't there birthing? You got it? That's the Rashi explains the question, right? So my benayu, ike benayu lemesar miut ever she bifnim. To Asur, the minority of the ever which stayed inside. Because if you say Leida, so now the ever, you stuck its hand out, the hand was birthed. Only half the hand came out. It doesn't matter. The hand was birthed. So the part that stayed inside was birthed. And now the whole arm is asur. If you say that there isn't leida, so then where the arm wasn't birthed, the whole arm, and then only the part that came out would be asur. Okay, it's a big difference, right? So that's the Gemara's answer. Ikebenai lemaisa miut b'shim. Look at Rashi here. Lemeisar miut ever, the second wide under Rashi. Im yatsar rubo v'nishar miut, if the majority came and a little bit stayed inside, lishna batra denakad lashoneda, the ma'arava where it says leida, have a yelud umitaser kula, the whole hand would be asur. V'le lishna kama lo nesa ila yotz, only the pot that came out would be asur. I can explain that was Rashi. All right. So now the Gemara asks a couple of questions. Yibay elehu. Now we've got a couple of questions. Ledivrei ha'omer ein leida le'evarim. Right? That was Rabbi Yochanan, right? You said ein leida le'evarim. Just by the way, can you see where the halacha is? Halacha is on? Rabbi Yochanan, ein leida le'evarim, right? Right? So ledivrei ha'omer ein leida le'evarim. So now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, says it isn't leida. Hotzi ha'ubar, listen, you've got to follow this Rashi in this one here. Hotzi ha'ubar et yado v'hechzira. The animal sticks out its one limb, pulls it back in. V'chazar ve'yotzi et yado. Then sticks his other limb out ve'hichzira. Ad shehishlimo l'rubo. Until most of the animal has actually come out and gone back in. Okay? Most of the animal. Mahu. What's the dinya? Look at Rashi over here. Third wild lines rush in the middle. Ha'acheret. V'ichzir v'chozir v'hitzu. Shedarto v'ichzir. Sends it out, but brings it back in. Ad shehishlim l'rubo shel ubar. Until the majority of the animals actually come out and go back in, right? All in different stages. Mi'avek yelud. This is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Says there isn't yelud of aver. Would he say there isn't yelud of aver only if it's one aver? But if the majority of the animal over time has come out, he might say there is later now. Right, the hanafkerube, me have a kiruda nafkerube. Or deal me kavan the end that he says there's no avarim. Have you chazra dide chazra? The chinafik idach farcha hadar nekama. The end can yitzia drov. Right, and he said makes no difference. What came out went back in. What came out, each one looked on it on its own, and there's no leida. So therefore, each one independently is not considered leida. Therefore, doesn't make a difference. Either man dama yesh leida, right? Because the one who says there is leida, lo mahanya lehu chazra. That chazra doesn't help. The one who says is leida grav would tell us that by now we've got the majority of the animal is out. Even though it went back in, because he even said if it went in, came out, it was yelud. So therefore the whole limb is now birthed, right? So he would say it makes a difference. That's the Gemara's question. Right? Mahu mi amidan ha nafak leruba or dil me kevan da hadar went in and went in. The Gemara says, im tim tshulam, if you want to say, kevan da hadar hadar, since it went back in, we consider it, it went back in, we ignore it. Hotzi, now new question. Hotzi ubar et yado v'chatcha. Now let's say like this. If you want to say it makes no difference. There's no leida, even if it was the whole animal. But what happens if hotzi ubar et yado, and it sticks out a limb and you chop it off. Then another limb comes out and you chop it off. Until you've chopped off most of the animal.
Okay.
Right? So you've got only a small part of the fetus left inside. Mahu, what's the din? Mi amrina, do we say ha nafik la ruba? The most of the animal is left already. Or deal me ruba vatach, we say no, we actually need to have ruba in one shot. We'll see that tomorrow.